Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This week we celebrate Thanksgiving, and thanks be to God, my friends, for all of our blessings, graces, and gifts that God has given us. We should be grateful, and I hope that you and your family are spending the weekend together and enjoying the peace and serenity that comes with the Thanksgiving holiday. Let's go into our checklist today. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading, my friends, from the first Sunday of Advent, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And here it is. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come to say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Our nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Isaiah, my friends, we are giving a great message from the prophet Isaiah. All people of all nations shall stream toward the Lord's house. Wouldn't it be magnificent if we could have a glimpse of the people throughout the world moving towards God, moving towards the love of God, sharing the peace, the love, and the word of God with each other? Wouldn't it be an amazing sight to see peace throughout the world because of God's impact on the hearts and minds of other people? Again, all nations shall stream toward the highest mountain. And this, my friends, should be a goal for you and I, that we are striving to get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, that we are taking the time to read the Word of God, because in this reading from the book of Isaiah, the Word goes on to say this: "For from Zion shall go forth instruction, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And this is the instructions that we were given from God Himself. These instructions, the basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible, the Word of God, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the four gospel readings from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the wonderful letters from St. Paul to so many cities and people, and the guidance and direction that we've been given, my friends, here in the book of Isaiah is referred to as instruction, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. How many of us are engaged in the word of God? How many of us today are applying the word of God to our everyday life? Or is it just something that we hear at Sunday Mass, but never really apply it, never talk about it? And the Holy Mass is a special time where we listen to the three readings from the Old Testament, the letter from St. Paul, and the Gospel. But before we come to the Mass, are we taking the time to read those readings, to get familiar with each and every one of them, so that we're more prepared for the Holy Mass itself? Wouldn't it be great if we could take just a few minutes in advance to read those readings, to understand them, to comprehend, and to really apply them to the upcoming week? And this week I challenge you, my friends, to do exactly that. Take just a few minutes to read each reading from the upcoming Holy Mass, and to be prepared to hear once again the same reading from the lectors and from the deacon or from the priest, and to really engage within the Word of God. This is important. And we hear it through the words from Isaiah in chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And the first reading goes on to say that he shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many people. And the Lord is the judge. He talks about not judging for us. He says, stop judging in the Gospel of Matthew, or you will be judged with the same gauge that you use to measure other people will be measured out to you. So the Lord is very clear that he is the one and only judge, and he will pass judgment on you and I when we are in that position to be judged. And God is watching. And I just tell you, my friends, that the reading goes on to say this, that we should be walking in the light of the Lord. What does that mean exactly, in the light of the Lord? Under the grace of God, that great umbrella, where we are within the protection of God at all times. We are motivated and inspired to truly bring the love of God, the peace of God, and the word of God to other people. So walking in the light of the Lord can only be done truly when we are aligned with God. We are one with God. We are not walking in opposition to him. We're lined up with what God says to do and avoiding what he says not to do. And again, it says, are you and I walking in the light of the Lord? Are we letting our light shine brightly for people to see, to hear, to be touched in the heart? Or do we have work to do once again? Are we burnt out? Are we tired? Are we distracted? Or are we focused and truly, you know, preparing for the day, each and every day, and implementing some of the scriptures that we hear in the Sunday readings? Are we using them? Because our Blessed Mother Mary says this at some of the apparition sites, that we should read a few scriptures every day and then live them out. That's her instruction to us. And this is the challenge that we all have. So once again, I challenge you and encourage you, inspire you to read the Word of God, these instructions that we've been given by God Himself, and apply them to everyday life. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Romans today, we're given a great message from St. Paul about you and I, my friends, being a force for good, being a voice for the Lord. The word says, it is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. And so, this is our time, this is our moment to stand up strong for the Word of God, for the morals, values, ethics, and biblical principles that God is calling us to live out. This is our time, once again, to be a force for good in our nation and throughout the world at a time when the opposition is very clearly, very definitely making an impact on our children, on society, on our schools, on the laws that we have to abide by in the United States of America. What can you and I do to be a force for good, a voice for the Lord's intentions? What can we do? And this is where we need to become great advocates, my friends, for the good things that God is asking us to do. And to be clearly, you know, a catalyst by which other people are impacted and motivated and driven to do whatever God calls to do with zeal and enthusiasm, with great passion, and to, you know, take on those challenges that we are called to take on. God calls us to many things. The Word of God here in the book of Romans also talks about throwing off the works of darkness, those evil works like abortion and criminal activity, same-sex marriage. He calls us to put on the armor of light for protection. Again, our first reading talked about walking in the light of the Lord. And here in the book of Romans, St. Paul tells us to put on the armor of light. And like a soldier going out into battle, we need that protection from our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's nothing stronger than the Word of God. Nothing stronger. The sword is the Word of God. And we need to be familiar with it. We need to be ready and prepared to deliver the Word of God into the hearts and minds of other people. The Word goes on to say this: let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness. So where do you stand, my friends, on alcohol? Is your habit pattern to have a drink now and then, or Are you out of control? Is your life sometimes in chaos because of undisciplined alcoholism? And in the area of jealousy and rivalry, do you have peace in your relationships, or is there rivalry? Is there competition that is creating a dispeace? Truly, God calls us to a peaceful life. He, when he walked on earth, continuously brought peace to other people. He would say, peace be with you, peace be upon you. And he calls us to do the same. So he wants us to stay clear of those situations, those parties, orgies, drunkenness, promiscuity, and lust. Hard to do because we are human beings and we are vulnerable. Our greatest weakness is out there, whatever that may be for you and I. Only God knows. But he calls us to put on the armor of light to help to avoid those things and to be absolutely powerful with regard to the goodness that God is calling us to do in daily life. He says, be put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. So we need to put on our Lord Jesus Christ in word and action. And we follow in Jesus' footsteps because he is our role model. In word and action, he is the one, the only one, that we need to emulate. We're not looking to emulate ball players or different people out there who are leaders in different ways, but the Lord Jesus Christ will give us his definition of leadership. He will give us the attributes that we need to follow in his footsteps to make an impact on the world. This, my friends, is a strategy for success, to stay close to the Lord. And the great challenge for all of us is the desires of the flesh. We know. Even St. Paul says this. He says it best. It's better to get married than to die in hell because of sins of the flesh. So with that, we want to be absolutely confident in the Lord's word as the guide, the instruction, the direction on how we should proceed as young men and young women into married life. It is our calling. Again, the desires of the flesh are out there for all of us. One of the great challenges, and we know, you know, in the Wings program, we've had many men who have had, you know, an abundance of children, but were never there to take care of them. As many as 27 children with many women. And I just tell you that God calls us to slow down, to take it easy, and to be careful with what we're doing as young men and young women, so that we're not creating situations that are devastating, that take a lifetime to heal from. But God calls us to truly married life. But he also says that some are called to the married life, some are called to the single life, and some are called to the religious life. You, my friends, have to decide which state in life is best for you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. Wherever your peace is, that's where you must be. Walking with God as a single man, a married man, or a religious man, God calls us to the life that we are to lead. And when we have peace within our hearts, within our minds, this is a beautiful state because we're walking close to God, we have unity with God, and we're in the state we need to be. Conversely, occasionally we see married men who will leave their spouses to go to someone else, either male or female. So we see some, you know, tremendous examples of things that can happen when we give into the desires of the flesh. and we have to be strong. Once again, the Lord tells us to put on the armor of light and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, to become, like St. Francis says, more like Jesus himself and less like me. And I want to increase my position in life with Jesus Christ and have less of my own self. So God calls us to a life in Christ, and it's a journey, a spiritual journey requiring change, transition. What is the number one change that you need to make? Objectively speaking, what changes do you need to make? Think about it. I want you to give it some thought and take action, because this is the show that's designed for people to take action. And we have prepared our readings each and every week to help people to prepare well for the Sunday readings coming up. This is the first Sunday of Advent. And as the Christmas season is not far off, it's up to you and I, my friends, to stay within the grace of God, to prepare well through Advent, and to put on our Lord Jesus Christ and the armor of light for protection, and to make an impact in a positive way as we build the kingdom of God here on earth. Let's go to our gospel reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. And here it is. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two men will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day the Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you and I also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew today, we're given a great message about the time that the Lord will come. It's an unknown. It's ambiguous. It's unclear. But we know he's coming. But there's nothing we can do except to prepare well, to plan ahead, to be on guard, to be under that grace of God, under the armor of light, as we said in our previous reading. God calls us to stay awake, to pay attention, and to make no mistakes, to stay on those instruments, if you will, like a pilot flying an aircraft coming down to an approach into a runway in blizzard conditions where the visibility is 1,200 feet and the ceiling is 100 feet off the ground. The pilot must stay on his instruments to make it to the runway. And this is you and I in our life here on earth, that we must be prepared. For in an hour we do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And like the runway in that blizzard, we know the runway's coming up and we're getting lower to the ground, but we have to just continue to fly on course, both laterally and vertically. And it's important. But God tells us to stay awake, to pay attention, because we don't know when he's coming. So in your life, what is it that you're doing each and every day, each and every week to stay awake? What is it that your kids are doing? Or are we ignoring this message here in the Gospel of Matthew and doing WFG, what feels good, what we like to do. God's given us a great piece of instructions here in the scriptures from Matthew about being prepared. And once again, preparation for people is so important. For Olympic champions, it's essential that you prepare your condition physically, mentally, and even spiritually so that you're at peace when you compete. The Olympic champion, and St. Paul says it best, that we are to compete well for the faith. And we like to say here on our show that we even, you know, need to go beyond competing well, but win people over. And this takes time and effort. We have to lead by example. We have to be role models for the faith. God calls us to a higher standard. But we have to prepare ourselves for Jesus himself, because we do not know the hour that he is coming. And so, as the word says, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So nobody knows when the Lord will come, but we do know that he is coming. And with that, we need to be disciplined. We need to teach our children to do exactly the same and to be careful. As the book of Deuteronomy says through Moses himself, to be careful to do exactly as the Lord your God tells you to do, to not deviate to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as God tells us to do. To be exact, my friends, to not be off course by 1 degree, 2 degrees, 10 degrees, and get to a different destination. God's calling us to be on course, to track well to our destination, which is heaven, eternal life with our Father in heaven and with our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says, no one comes to the Father except through me. And he gives us the guidance and direction through the Gospel of Matthew today to reinforce that message that we want to be going home to the Father. So as we enter into the first week of Advent, I ask you to open your heart, open your mind, to prepare well, to stay awake, and to pay attention. Keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Emmanuel is coming. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. And we'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.